Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to another episode of r/pro revenge, where you'll hear stories about people getting what they deserve. In this episode, there's going to be 2 stories. The first is a one-night stand going terribly, and I mean terribly wrong. The second story is about a psycho ex-wife who just can't let her husband move on with his life. Guys, I hope you stay for these 2 incredible stories today, and do hit that subscribe button for future revenge stories. Let's get into it. This first story is titled, "I Thought She Was Checking In for a One-Night Stand, and boy was I glad to be wrong." I'd been working as a front desk agent for about a week. It's my first time working at a hotel, so I'm still learning the ropes, even though I'd previously worked as a check-in agent for a cruise line. I'm working the afternoon shift, and things have been pretty slow. A couple of check-ins here and there, and that's about it. It's about 7 p.m. when this lady, we'll call her Libby, comes in, and after talking things out at the valet, she makes her way over to me. We exchange greetings, and she tells me that she would like to reserve a room, but only for a couple of hours. Obviously, we're not a motel, so I let her know the minimum amount of time she could reserve a room for would be for a full night. After asking what the price would be, which is about $240, she agrees and hands me her credit card. And this is where things get weird. As soon as I ask her for ID to make the reservation, Libby backtracks and says that she doesn't want her name anywhere on the reservation and would like to make it under the name of the guy who would be joining her later instead. I pause for a moment, and after asking her again if she was planning on using the room as well, I tell her that I at least need to put her name onto the accompanying list for the room. I reassure her that only the employees would be able to see the said list, and no, the guy she was planning to meet wouldn't see it. I would like to make it very clear that throughout this whole interaction, Libby has been super composed, kind, and understanding. At this point, however, I'm just thinking she's here for a one-night stand, and doesn't want the dude to know anything about her because she's probably married or something. Which I can work with, sure, but why not just actually get a motel, lady? So this theory of mine is further solidified when Libby asked me to make a note in the reservation so that if any point we need to address her by name around the dude, we wouldn't call her by her real name, and instead, she gives me a fake name, or so I thought, to address her by. At this point, I'm obviously bewildered and trying to be accommodating and trying really hard not to let it show how much I'm trying to figure out what the heck is going on. We go through the list of the check-ins process, and she even goes as far as showing me a picture of the dude so I'll know who he is when he comes in. I hand her the key, and she heads to her room. About an hour later, the mystery dude walks in. Let's call him Jake. My coworker, who has no clue of anything, ends up checking him in, so I don't really get to see much of Jake. To be honest at this point, I wasn't giving the whole thing much of a thought other than, that's a bit weird. Not even 30 minutes have passed since Jake went up when Libby comes back down and hands me both keys. They'd received one each, and she says, "Thank you," in the most serious yet cordial way, and then walks off. Multiple thoughts went through my mind as this lady was making her way to the valet. 1. That was way too fast, even for a quickie. 2. Why the heck did she give me 2 keys? Where's Jake? And 3. Libby, please tell me there isn't a lifeless body in that room. Security is standing behind me staring Libby down, probably having the same thought process as I am. My coworker and I are whispering with each other, still trying to figure out what the heck happened, because that did not look like a lady who had just had a pleasant romp in the sheets. 10 minutes later, cue Jake coming down the stairs, and okay, we can breathe. He's not dead. Now, what happened next, we couldn't see because we suddenly had an onslaught of people come in, like a group of 30. So I thought I wouldn't find out what the heck actually happened between Libby and Jake. But then, the coworker from the valet came over, and boy did he have some tea to spill. It turns out that Libby had gone as far as asking the valet guy to park her car in a way that the license plate wouldn't be visible. And why was that? Well, it's because it turns out that Jake is Libby's husband. And you might be asking yourself by this point, why had this lady gone through so much trouble to hide anything that might give her identity away from her husband? Well, dear reader, it's because the alias that Libby gave me just so happened to be the name of the girl that Jake was cheating on her with. This woman, somehow, got her cheating-ass husband to believe that his girlfriend had booked them a sweet, sweet night at the hotel, only for him to show up and find his wife sitting on the bed instead. This woman came back downstairs after probably ripping a new hole in this idiotic boy and calmly told the valet to bring both of their cars back, and then patiently waited for Jake to get his sorry ass back to the lobby so that she could extend her hand and demand their house keys. She then got into her car and just drove away. The only thing that would have made this night better was if Jake's quote-unquote girlfriend had been there to tear into him as well. I like to think she had a part to play in this whole thing, since how else would Libby have managed to trick him into getting to a hotel? The point is, this woman is all I aspire to be. I've read a lot of stories about cheaters in the sub, and this has to be one of the best.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I can only imagine Jake's shocked face as he walked into his hotel room to see his wife sitting on the bed instead of his side chick. What would be worse, walking in on your parents doing the naughty, or walking in and seeing your very angry spouse that found out you're a total scumbag? Please leave a vote. This next story is titled, Several Years of Harassment Caused Her to Lose a Job and Her Kids. So here's some backstory for you. Several years ago, my mom was dating this nice man with two kids. My younger brother and I liked the boyfriend himself, but his kids were another story. His kids were entitled jerks that always got what they wanted, constantly stole our toys, and were generally a nuisance to be around. I always tried to be a better person, but my brother and I were constantly getting into arguments with them due to their pettiness. They weren't even the worst part of the relationship. The boyfriend's ex-wife was. From my perspective, I felt that she was the type of person that if she couldn't have him, nobody could. She made my mother and our lives hell. She was constantly filing false complaints about our side of the family that generally pointed to my brother and I. From harassment to claiming that I had stolen the son's toys and going after the boyfriend claiming that he was an unfit parent. Several times, she had tried to ruin any plans we'd come up with. For example, after spending months to plan a trip to New York, last minute, she blew a fuse and demanded that we cancel the trip so that she could take her own trip with them, even after we'd gotten a written agreement from her. And one time, she even demanded that the older son and I visit a family therapist. Among many other reasons, even after my mom and her boyfriend got engaged, the ex-wife was one of the biggest reasons why my mom decided to call off the engagement. The harassment and drama were just too much for us. It broke her heart to do so, but she made us priority and got us out of that situation. A few years after the breakup, my small family and I were living happily. I never saw the kids or the dude again, and my mom had still kept in touch with the former boyfriend. But after some time apart, she sees the faults in him too. I was in the 8th grade and living life happily. That was until the ex-wife stepped into gym class one day. Apparently, since the breakup, she had gotten her teaching degree and became a substitute teacher. She was now replacing our normal gym teacher, who was on mat leave, as well as acting as the assistant teacher for health and sex ed class. Basically, I now had to see her pretty much every other day for the rest of the school year. At first, she didn't recognize me. Puberty hit me hard, changing my appearance drastically, especially for someone who hadn't seen me in like 5 years. Eventually, she recognized my name, and that's when the harassment began anew. All of it was snide remarks about my appearance, constantly pointing me out as an example as to what puberty could negatively do to you, such as pimples, facial hair, voice cracking, that sort of stuff. She explained it to the class as if I was the only one dealing with it. The main health teacher didn't know about it either. Basically, everyone in the 8th grade was taking sex ed at the time. It was technically one extremely large class, but split into male and female groups. And wasn't I lucky that the ex-wife got the male half, which was mine? I told my mom about it, and immediately she was livid. I sent multiple emails to the school requesting that they switch teachers, or at least let me take the class online. It all fell on deaf ears, until with the help of the ex-boyfriend, we showed them dozens of emails, phone calls, and messages, all spouting harassment at my family and I. This resulted in her being fired from the school, and basically being blacklisted from our school district and the surrounding area. If she wanted another teaching job, she would have to find it elsewhere. This resulted in a major legal battle between her and the ex-husband because she had tried to move out of state with the kids without his nor the court's permission. Apparently, she lost custody of the kids and had to go back to her old job. All in all, it was a very interesting experience. We cut ties with that entire family after the whole ordeal and moved on with our lives. I'm now a sophomore in college, waiting out the lockdown in my state. While my mom still hasn't had a long-term relationship since then, mostly sticking to online dating, she's happier than she's ever been in a long time. I feel so bad for OP's mom in this situation. She was caught in the storm between the boyfriend and his ex. But I'll give her this though, she sounds like a good parent. She recognized that her kids were top priority and got them away from this unfortunate situation. Calling off an engagement is a really tough thing to do, but hey, a mama's gotta do what a mama's gotta do. And that's it for this episode of r/pro revenge. If you didn't catch the last episode of r/pro revenge, it's a really good tale. So if you haven't heard it, click the video right now. I hope you guys got your revenge fix for the day, and I'll see you guys in the next one.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.